Governor Dayton says the cuts are draconian and impact programs that serve thousands of Minnesotans. Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith says many of the programs are vital to Greater Minnesota. She says one area targeted in the cuts is agriculture.
And agriculture in Minnesota is the backbone of our economy, and it is really the heart and soul of rural communities all across Minnesota. And yet the president's budget would cut discretionary agriculture spending by 21%. So that basically means that it is cutting the ability of the Department of Agriculture to respond to the needs of agriculture all over the country.
Smith says there are many exciting things happening across Minnesota, and the president's budget could halt that activity. She says whether it's renovating homes or reinvigorating Main Street businesses, the president's cuts will make negative impacts.
Well, I don't think there's any question that the Trump budget would hurt rural Minnesota and Minnesota farmers. And the taxpayers of Minnesota send money to Washington, D.C., and all we want is for the money that we send to come back to help us support our communities and Minnesota agriculture. And I don't think that that's asking too much.
Along with the governor's call for opposition to the Trump budget, Smith is encouraging people across the state to contact Minnesota's members of Congress and tell them to find a budget that works. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.